To you in the abortion clinic, listen to me. The people outside here today do not hate you. We hate what you're doing, but we do not hate you. We are here to help you. Those who are working inside that clinic are not there to help you. They are not helping you solve your problems. They are simply taking your money today. And they're taking your money by taking your baby out of your womb and killing your child. And you are allowing them to murder your son or your daughter. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. For each of you women in the clinic, tomorrow will be your first Mother's Day. Because all of you are mothers at this moment. Stop believing the lie that your baby is a clump of tissues. You know that's not true. Stop believing the lie that your baby is a parasite. You know that's not true. What you do today, you do to a human being. What you do today, you do to your son or your daughter. And tomorrow, you will commemorate your first Mother's Day knowing that you murdered your first baby the day before. For you will always be the mother of this child. Every Mother's Day will be a reminder of the child you murdered today. This is truth. And you know it. That's why you come into this place wearing hoodies, in cars with tinted windows, leaning back in the passenger seat. If you knew what you were doing, if you believed what you were doing was not wrong, you would march in with a smile on your face. But you don't. Because what you do, what you know what you're doing is wrong. Because God has given you a conscience. You men and women might try to hide from the world under a hoodie, but you cannot hide from God. And to the foolish young man who said there is no God, the Word of God says that only the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It is not the worshiper of God who is the fool. It is the man or woman who knows God exists, yet denies Him. Because you love your sin more than you love God. Because you love yourself more than you love God. And you've created a new religion for yourself. The religion of atheism. The God of atheism is the God of self. And the only fool in that belief system is the fool that believes it. Each and every one of you will stand before God to give an account for what you are doing here today. You know this is murder. But do not be deceived. If you change your mind and walk out of this place of death without murdering your child, God still sees you as a murderer. For even the thought of ending your baby's life, while I hope and pray that you make the right decision, that is not the end of your problem with God. For God not only judges your actions, but He judges the intentions of your heart. And because God is good, because He is holy, righteous, and just, He must punish your sin. And the punishment God has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. I don't want that for you. My friends, Peter and Chris and Natalie and Michelle and Elaine, none of us want that for you. Because we love you as our neighbor. And we love your baby as our neighbor. We don't want you to perish in your sin. But God is good. And that should grip you with fear right now as you sit waiting for an abortionist to tear your son or your daughter limb from limb. The goodness of God should bring you to fear. Because it is the goodness of God that will judge your sin. It is the goodness of God that will find you guilty of murdering your child. And it is the goodness of God that will punish you. But God's goodness also leads to repentance. The same God who hates the hands that shed innocent blood is the same God who is loving, merciful, gracious, and kind. He showed that great love 2,000 years ago when He sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, but without sin. Unlike you, unlike me, He never violated the law of God. Because He was, He is, He always will be the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He was born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit. was born from a mother's womb. Just as your child should be born of your womb. He lived a perfect life for some 33 years that you and I have failed to live today. And then he voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered. He was brutalized. He was butchered. He was mutilated to the point that he could barely be recognized as human. And that is how your child will look as the abortionist puts piece by piece on a cold metal tray. And they will not let you see it. Why? If your baby is a blob of tissue, will they not show the baby to you? Why? If your child is a parasite, will they not show you the parasite to show you that it's gone? Because they know your child is a baby. And Jesus shed his innocent blood on the cross to take upon himself the punishment you rightly deserve for your sins against God. And 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. He is alive, and he will return. What God commands of you this day is that you repent, that you turn from your sin, that you turn from the love of self that is so selfish you would murder your own baby for convenience sake. And you turn to God, turn to Christ by faith, and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And God will forgive you. God will forgive your sin. Listen to this parable that Jesus spoke about forgiveness. A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly. Your sin is great before God today. The debt that you owe to God today is massive. But he can forgive your debt today if you will but humble yourself and turn to him." And who loves God more? The one who has been forgiven much. That's who loves God more. So turn from this sin. Do not murder your baby. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Turn to Christ and live. And though your sin is great, His forgiveness is greater. But you must come to Christ on His terms. He commands you to repent and by faith receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And let us help you. Let us show you the love of Christ He has shown to us. Let us love you and your baby. Let us love you and your child. Women, if you are inside and you are there because you're afraid of the man who brought you, come out to us. We will protect you from him. Let us love you the way Christ loves us. Do not let this be the way you spend your first Mother's Day tomorrow, knowing that you murdered your child the day before. Oh, do not harden your heart. Do not be so cold and unloving and selfish as to murder your baby the day before your first Mother's Day. You will still be a baby, a mother tomorrow. You will still be a mother tomorrow. You will simply be the mother of a dead baby. Happy Mother's Day. Really. Happy Mother's Day. And let it be a happy Mother's Day as you give your child life. Celebrate Mother's Day tomorrow as a mother who gave her son or her daughter life. Celebrate Mother's Day as one who has turned from her sin and has received salvation by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Happy Mother's Day! What kind of Mother's Day will it be for you? Repent. Turn to Christ and live. Repent. Turn to Christ and live.